We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Marie Albiges joins us live on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thank you very much for joining us. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
You and Tom Lisi wrote this article and did a lot of research, pretty much scoured the state talking to election officials. They really felt the brunt of the 2020 election, and not just candidate-wise, but there were a lot of changes. How are they feeling as a whole, the group as a whole?
Yeah, so we found that at least 21 election directors or deputy directors have left or are leaving, either retiring or just, you know, quitting since the PA legislature passed the law in 2019 to bring in no excuse mail-in voting, meaning that anyone could vote by mail without needing a reason to. And so the stress from that, the stress from the 2020 election, from all of the misinformation that was going on, has caused this kind of mass exodus of election workers in at least a dozen of the 67 counties that we've seen.
Well, you're talking about the law. The Act 77 was the law that left, it added to the confusion, because basically we brought in a whole new voting system, voting by mail instead of voting in person on a massive scale. And wasn't it supposed to be phased in over a 5-year period? And it was really phased in over one just because of the pandemic. And that just added to the confusion.
Right. I mean, the election workers had to implement this in like 5 months. And, you know, essentially they were running two elections at once because you had the ability to turn your mail ballot in person. And so you had people, you know, lining up every day to turn in mail ballots in person. And then election officials had to also, you know, do the process of mailing out those ballots to thousands and thousands of people. Obviously, the pandemic, we weren't sure how many people were going to be voting this way. And with the pandemic, it turned out to be millions of people. And at the same time, they were, you know, preparing for the in-person election on November 3rd. And, you know, with what was going on in the news and reporting, you know, with mail delays and that sort of thing, the election workers just were bombarded with phone calls with people asking where their ballot was, asking if they could change their vote, asking if they could change from a mail ballot to an in-person ballot. And so they were just bombarded with these phone calls while trying to also kind of manage this election.
And there was a 500-page manual on ballot safety and security and things like that. And that 500 pages is a lot to get through. And some counties didn't have them. Some of the smaller counties didn't have them as people showed up. But with all of these officials thinking about retiring or quitting, it's a major loss of knowledge, is it not?
It is, you know, my colleague Tom reported that there's not really a formal training process for these election officials. A lot of the time, you know, you learn from your precedent, from your supervisor, and so the loss of a lot of these people means that, you know, we're going to have new faces in this. You know, I talked to one guy who was a temporary replacement for an election official, and he was previously the manager of emergency management. So, you know, he said he was kind of managing this crisis in a different way, but he had no background in election administration. So, you know, coming up with the future elections, you know, the mail-in voting is still going to be around. It might change, you know, depending on what the Pennsylvania legislature wants to do, but for now, it's still going to be around, and they're still going to be, you know, they're already working on processing stuff for the next elections in May.
Yeah, and you mentioned those. So those are the municipal elections in May, and you know these the workers, the elections officials. It's not a lucrative career. It's a more of a career of obligation, I guess, of service, of wanting to serve the community and get the election right. And some of these folks have been with the been a part of the process for decades. So it's very hard to see them leave. With the new crop coming in, how many did you say is in the 20s? Are they going to be prepared at various locales for 2021?
Yes, it's about at least 21 that we've confirmed. And yeah, I mean, they say they're going to be prepared. They're already working on, you know, sending out mail ballot applications for those who are on the permanent voter list. That was, again, something new from the Act 77. They're also doing audits of the 2020 election, and they're getting ready to start the process for candidate filing for the May municipal election. So you're right. I mean, this is absolutely just a public service job, and that's what they're here for. You know, they believe in democracy. They believe in the right to vote. And they say that they're ready, but they're definitely burnt out and looking forward to the holiday, I think.
Yeah, they need a break. I think everybody needs a break, to be honest with you. Now, there was obviously the changing guidelines, the new voting system, I guess, with the mail-in. So there's a lot of questions that a large population, 12.5 million people in Pennsylvania, had a lot of questions. But there was also misinformation as well. I know that here in Allegheny County, they were very forward in getting the information out. Anytime we had a question, we could call the office and get answers, and they were on the air trying to explain things over and over again to put people at ease. But social media plays a big role in this as well, and there were a lot of rumors on social media. How much did that misinformation play into the fatigue of the election workers?
I think it played into it a lot. I mean, we had one election director tell us that, you know, he once spent the better part of 5 hours just sitting in the warehouse going through boxes trying to find applications for certain voters because they didn't believe that they had checked the box saying that they were on a permanent the permanent list to receive a mail ballot. So I think it was pretty rampant. And you know, it was also ballots that were marked as having arrived at someone's home, but it really, you know, the system was just a few days behind because they were bombarded with so many applications and so many applications for registrations that the system just couldn't keep up with it. And so people were looking for their ballots. And then with the U.S. Postal Service having all these delays, it just added to the uncertainty and added to the rumors about what was going on. And so they, you know, they were called idiots. They were called liars. They had, you know, hate mail written to them. I talked to one election official who said that his staff was like crying in the office. And so it definitely kind of beat them up.
Wow. Unbelievable. Marie Albigez, excellent reporting on from VoteBeat on SpotlightPA.org. Tom Lisi also helping you out on the article. SpotlightPA.org is a nonpartisan group of journalists that just sort of investigate different stories throughout the state. What is VoteBeat, real quickly?
Sure. VoteBeat is a pop-up newsroom from another nonprofit newsroom called ChalkBeat. They just decided, you know, 3 months out from elections that this was something that they wanted to get local reporters on the ground to cover the election administration and the process of voting. And so here I am because of that.
Oh, very good. Marie Albigez, thank you very much for lending your voice to The Voice of Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.